That was the Headstones with their cover of Tweeter and the Monkey Man. Hey, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to 100.3 The Q, coming on 5 o'clock, and it is our bittersweet duty today to tee up Kirk Mason and his final broadcast after 50 years in radio, 30 spent here at The Q, been here since the very beginning. I think it's obvious to say that we're all going to miss you, Kirk, and actually, we've got a special guest here who also wants to wish Kirk luck on his journey into retirement. Hey, Rick, you there?
I am here. I am here indeed. And this is like that old show, This Is Your Life, Kirk. Kirk Mason, do you remember the time? It's Rick Everett, Omi, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Beauty.
And Kirk and I, we met, I think, while we were playing back in a little jazz combo back in the 40s, I think, is when we first met. I was on spoons and you were on the sousaphone. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And then fast forward to the 90s and we were destitute and we met up at the Q and I hosted the afternoon show there for a while and you were my co-host. And man, this is bittersweet. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm really not sure. I'm feeling very, very sentimental right now. Thanks for calling.
I'm going to try not to cry.
Okay.
Doing this, and I know you always used to try to make me cry on the air. You'd come in and you would read my paycheck to me, and just kidding. It bounced. You know, every 2 weeks, like clockwork, you try to break me up. So I'm going to introduce you for the last time, Kirk, and it's my absolute honor. You are money in the bank, rock solid, Mr. Radio. And I do want to, before I do this, I want to wish all 9 of your listeners a happy new year, but I know that 2018 and beyond is going to be a little sadder because they are not going to have this mellifluous voice on the radio.
Oh, dear.
After this broadcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor to introduce, for the very last time, Q News with Kirk Mason.
Oh, Rick Everett, I love you.
Love you, man.
Okay, thank you. This is actually something I've wanted to do for a long time as well. You know, John Shields, not really sure what he does around here. He's some kind of a program director, sometimes called Boss Man Johnny. John Shields has dared me over the years so many times to go on the air and say, there's nothing going on, there's no news today. So here it is, there's nothing going on, there's no news today. Except, of course, if this is news, it is my final day at the Q. I've actually been at the Q for about 28 and a half years, Lauren. I wasn't here from the start, but pretty close. And I think this is my final day. I know it's my final day at the Q. I think my final day in broadcasting, we'll see. You never know, maybe Breitbart's going to open a radio station in Victoria, and I'd be perfect, a perfect fit for that. Just a shout-out to all the people who have commented on Facebook and have wished me a happy and healthy retirement. I'll do my very best to achieve that. Certainly, I'm going to miss all my co-workers here at both the Q and the Zone. Thanks for being such an amazing radio family and being so supportive over the years. And along with Rick, I have some other friends over there in Winnipeg who are shivering in minus 30, who said they're going to be listening and promised to raise a glass. So cheers, you Winnipeg people. And I am going to leave the last word today to Edward R. Murrow.
This instrument can teach. It can illuminate, and yes, it can even inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it towards those ends. Otherwise, it is merely wires and lights in a box. Good night, and good luck.
Wow, I love that, man. Thanks, everybody. I love you all.